Wisdom of Sun Tzu. Sun Tzu and his book. Long ago, a wise man called Sun Tzu lived in the state of Wu. He was a brilliant man and the military leader of the army in Wu. His most famous victories were against a powerful state, Chu. This made Wu the strongest state in the region. Sun Tzu was good at leading armies. He wrote a book called The Art of War. It is a short book with just around 6,000 words. However, it has been very important for over 2,000 years. It is not just about military strategies. It also has lessons about how to deal with conflict and make decisions. It influenced how leaders ran their states. What is even more interesting is that the book traveled beyond China. It became famous all over the world. The wise lessons in its pages can be used in many areas, such as international relations, business management, and even sports. It is not surprising to see this amazing book appear in films or TV shows. Consider everything. In this classic book, Sun Tzu explains his rules for warfare. Let's explore the main rules together. Rule 1. Think about all the details. Sun Tzu begins by talking about the importance of strategy. War is a matter of life and death for a country. Leaders must consider all the details. They have to decide if the people support a war. They must think about the skills of military leaders and the strength of soldiers. The weather and landscape are also important. For a successful result, there must be a plan. Without a plan, there is a chance that they might fail. Lesson: before you make an important decision, think about all the details. Be creative. Rule 2. Follow the rules, but use them creatively. Sun Tzu says that when there is conflict, both sides might be strong. To win, one side must surprise the opponent. In a battle or challenge, it is important to do things in an unexpected way. That means a person should use rules creatively to solve difficult problems. They should think about new methods to combine strategies. Just like if someone combines five notes, they make new music. If they combine five tastes, they create new flavors. Lesson: learn the basic rules, but do not forget to try new things. Win quickly. Rule 3. Focus on a quick victory. Sun Tzu says that winning a war quickly is essential. A battle that continues for too long will make soldiers tired and worried. The enemy will take advantage of this and try to beat them. Sun Tzu believes that the best strategy is to find a way to win without using too much time. This rule explains that it is important to stay alert, concentrate on each task, and solve problems as quickly as possible. Lesson: to be successful, you should stay focused. solve problems quickly, and avoid wasting energy. Be adaptable. Rule 4. Learn to adapt the plan. Sun Tzu says that in war, it is important to use different strategies for different situations. An army which has 10 times more soldiers should surround the enemy. An army with 5 times more soldiers should attack. An army with twice as many soldiers should try to break up the enemy. When both sides are equal, one side has to surprise the other. When one army has fewer soldiers, they should hide from the enemy. When an army doesn't have many soldiers, they should avoid fighting. According to Sun Tzu, a clever leader changes their plan as the situation changes. In a similar way, a player should change their plan to win a game. Lesson: be flexible and change your plan according to the situation. Think clearly. Rule 5. Avoid making emotional decisions. Sun Tzu says leaders should not start a war just because they feel angry. They must carefully think about the benefits to gain before taking action. An angry person will be happy again, but a country destroyed cannot revive soon. Soldiers die in wars, and they will never come back to life. Therefore, a wise leader always needs to think about the possible results of their actions. Lesson: try not to make decisions when you are feeling emotional. You might not be able to change the results of your actions. Fight in a wise way. Rule 6. Fight without doing too much harm. Sun Tzu also talks about the wise way to fight. In war, the best way is to use correct strategies to stop the enemy's plans in advance. The next best is to isolate the enemy from their supporting parties. The next in order is to beat their armies in the field. The worst choice is to attack their cities. The goal should always be to fight by doing as little harm as possible to the other country. Lesson: if you must fight, aim to reduce harm. Avoid fighting. Rule 7. Peace is the best victory. Therefore, Sun Tzu thinks that a country can fight to win every battle, but this might not be the best result. The war might destroy a lot of the country. Sun Tzu believes the true strength lies in winning without fighting. It brings peace and safety to the country and its people. A truly wise leader should keep this in mind. Lesson: you don't need to fight to win. The wisest choice is to achieve victory without conflict. How to use the rules. The rules in this book are some of Sun Tzu's key strategies for winning in war. But following rules without thinking will not bring a successful result. Every situation is different. Wise people apply the rules differently for each situation. To use the rules well is an art. That is why the title of Sun Tzu's book was translated as The Art of War.
The rules and the skill of using them are like two sides of the same coin. All the rules are good, but we also need to use them in the right way.
Just like in playing chess, all players know how to move each piece. However, a clever player knows how to move them to create an advantage.
If you make better moves than your opponent, you will win.
Word bank. Adaptable. Alert. Attack. Brilliant. Coin. Concentrate on. Conflict. Creatively. Emotional. Equal. Essential. Landscape. Management. Military. Peace. Surprise. Surround.
Translate.
Victory. Warfare.